James Patterson, White Men Struggling to Find Writing Jobs Face Another Form of Racism. By David Ng on June 14, 2022. Best-selling author James Patterson said white men struggling to find writing jobs are facing a kind of reverse racism, adding that it's especially difficult for older white males. Predictably, the novelist is already facing a social media backlash from the left, including accusations of white supremacy. In a recent interview with Britain's Sunday Times, James Patterson said white men who have trouble finding writing jobs in movies, theater, TV, and publishing are dealing with just another form of racism. "What's that all about?" he reportedly said. "Can you get a job? Yes. Is it harder? Yes. It's even harder for older writers. You don't meet many 52-year-old white males." Like many industries, Hollywood and the publishing business have prioritized female and minority writers over white men as the corporations that dominate the fields continue to embrace wokeness and diversity, equity, and inclusion. Patterson, who has collaborated with former President Bill Clinton on two novels, also spoke about Woody Allen's 2020 memoirs. Allen's publisher, Hachette Book Group, caved to woke employees' demands to cancel the volume shortly before it hit shelves. Allen ultimately found another publisher. "I hated that," Patterson said of the decision to nix Allen's book. "He has the right to tell his own story. I'm almost always on the side of free speech," he said. Patterson is now facing the woke lash for daring to speak his mind.